Hey man, this is AJ and Fred, and we're on the show with the greatest fighter in the whole wide world, John Jones, on the program. How you feeling, Johnny?
Hey, I like the sound of that.
How you guys feeling? Going? We're good, man. We're good. Is this the time of the camp? I guess it's now Wednesday ish of fight week. Now's the time where your weight. I'm assuming your weight is good. When do you start to get like that nervous feeling, or do you even get nervous during leading up to the fight?
You know, honestly, I deal with nerves, but I don't think I deal with them at the level that most fighters would. When I get nervous, I think to myself, imagine fighting against me. And then that actually helps out a lot.
You know, obviously you've got a tough opponent in Dominic Reyes coming up on Saturday night. And there's no easy fights at the level that you're at, but it seems like after the DC fights and the Gustafson fight, when the title was vacant, it almost seems like they've had to create guys to fight against you. And it didn't seem that way earlier in your career. It seemed like there were so many contenders for that. You know, the Vitor Belforts and Gustafson and Machida and Teixeira, and then of course the two fights with DC were so great. And then Anthony Smith, Thiago Santos, and Dominic Reyes, and none of those guys before they fought you were really established household names. I mean, did you basically just clear out the entire division to the point that they're just having to create contenders for you?
You know, honestly, Thiago, Anthony Smith, and Alex Gustafson, if you were like a diehard UFC guy, they're guys that they've been around for a long time. They're not the most famous fighters, but these guys, they've beat a lot of butt over the years, those three guys. So, I don't feel like the UFC created these guys just to give me some matchups. You just wouldn't know about those guys unless you're like a long-time UFC fan. So those guys are some real killers.
Well, the fight with Santos, I thought was... And maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong. I've always thought that the toughest fight that you've had was the first fight with Gustafson. I thought that was the closest you've come to losing a fight. I thought that was, you know, if you're going to say that there was a close decision, I thought that was closer than the Santos fight, which came out to be a split decision. But it seemed like the first time in a while that you had really, really been pushed. Did you feel that way? And were you disappointed that people complained about you not being as dominant as you normally are?
Yeah, I felt like Thiago definitely pushed me. He pushed me real good. He came in there incredibly confident. He was supported by his whole country of Brazil. He was a very worthy opponent, man. I think he beats 80% of the men walking this planet, to be dead honest with you. It's not fair when I don't look incredibly impressive and the fans come down on me over it. It's not really fair, but at the end of the day, it's about what the fans want. And my job is not only to win for my family, but to be a great entertainer for all the fans out there. So when I have performances like that, it does cause me to go back to the drawing board and just figure out ways that I can be better to keep the people happy.
One of the guys who it famously, and he actually fought here in Houston and lost here in Houston, was George St. Pierre, who was on top of the world. Everybody was saying, you're the best fighter in the world. And he lost that fight, and then afterwards, it was a really eye-opening moment for him. And he said that basically he let himself get too far into the partying and things like that, and he didn't take it seriously. And it seems to me like maybe you had that wake-up call without having to lose a fight in the cage. Would you say that's true? Have you hit a point in your career where, you know, you're taking fighting as seriously as you should have been the whole time? Do you feel like that?
Yeah, you're spot on. That's a really great question. Yeah, I feel like there's no relation between, you know, my career and George St. Pierre's. As far as, you know, the what's going down here in Houston, you know, I don't feel like that relates to me at all.
No, that's not what I mean. I just meant, like, you had your moment outside the cage, that wake-up call moment. His happened to be inside the cage, and he was like, oh, man. I was just comparing it because you guys both had that moment of realization that, man, I can be getting more out of myself than what I'm getting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really grateful to have learned that at a much younger age. You know, like, I felt like I feel like, yeah, you know, that party inside of me is definitely out the window. And yeah, I am really grateful to have had that wake up aha moment without having to taste defeat. I feel like if I were to get beat being overly confident or having too much fun, it would have happened a few years ago. These days, I'm giving myself the best chances by trying to be the best professional I can be and taking guys really seriously. I think I owe it to the fans.
And I heard you say that you took this fight with Reyes because this is the fight that you thought was the most dangerous for you. And I know at this point in your career, at some point it gets hard to be up and excited about every opponent, every fight. But you take this one because you want it to be the most difficult fight. After this fight, do you go to heavyweight? Do you even entertain Israel Adesanya? Or are you looking beyond that? Like what fights interest John Jones after this Saturday?
Oh, man. Well, you know, to be dead honest, this opponent, Dominic Reyes, he has my utmost respect and undivided attention. And, you know, I really want to just focus on him. And, you know, I feel like when you really start focusing on what's next is when you do end up getting caught by that lucky crunch. You know, especially this close to the fight, Dominic has my undivided attention. I think about him constantly. I'm constantly trying to figure out ways to study him and get better, even this close to the fight. So I do believe I have a bright future. I do believe there's going to be some really exciting fights next. But as of right now, the main focus is Dominic Reyes completely.
Obviously, you had the feud with Daniel Cormier that was so public, and you guys, I don't know if you've kind of squashed it now, but at the time, you certainly didn't like each other. Is there something to fighting a guy? Do you prefer to fight a guy that you have personal beef with, or can you put it aside? Like you said, you had a lot of respect for Santos. It didn't seem like there was any bad blood between the two of you. Is it easier to fight a guy when you don't like him?
Yeah, it's easier for me to fight a guy that I'm not talking crap with, just because it's not really in my nature to be a jerk to people. You know, I like to, you know, have fights where a kid can watch the lead up and you don't got to worry about covering your kid's ears. So I actually prefer it that way. And, you know, initially martial artists, you know, when you think of a martial artist, you think of someone who's a protector, someone who has respect, someone who has good morals and things like that. So, you know, I'm not the perfect person, but I do try to hang on to that idea. And, I'd rather not have the bad blood and just be able to give the fans blood on fight night.
You know, we had Juan Adams in here the other day, a guy that's trained with you up there at Jackson now, and he's a Houston guy, been on our show many times, and he said, I asked him basically what sets you apart, what sets John apart, what makes him the greatest, and he just said there's something about you that you're very blessed, which, I mean, it's a kind of a cop-out answer, I guess, but it just seems like everything comes easy to you. Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that you're just you were built for this game?
He said very blessed.
You're very blessed. Like everything, you make everything seem really easy. You're just naturally gifted for this game.
I am a believer, man, wholeheartedly. And I do pray a lot. And I do give God the glory every time I win. So there is some truth behind me being blessed. But as far as things being just this natural, you know, I feel like God gives us all talents and abilities, and it's up to us to figure out what they are and to hone them and to, you know, give glory to God when you do do your thing. So when I mean hone them, you know, You gotta embrace your talents. You gotta do your part. You gotta put the work in. So, am I blessed? Absolutely. But I work so hard, and to a point where it may seem on the outside that it just comes naturally. I think sometimes the guys don't really see the hours that I spend studying and the hours that I spend outside of the gym that they see me at another gym, you know, working on skills, to even farther myself ahead. So. Yeah, it's not really natural talent. It is blessed talent, and it's something that I've worked extremely hard for over the years.
Dominic was quoted this week saying the reason you'll never be a Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali type of great is because you're an unlikable guy. You're not a good person. When you hear something
That's the most silly thing ever. I mean, if you think about some of the greatest athletes in American history, look at Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. They all had controversial pasts. They none of those guys were known as complete saints, and they all are guys who are very highly respected by the time they retire. These are guys who have millions of adoring fans. So when someone says like that to you, you can't let something like that even affect your psyche. That's something that he would like to come true. But I know for a fact that my past is not what makes me. It's my future. And so I got a lot of time to work on my personal life. But at the end of the day, fans don't tune in for my personal life. They want to see two gladiators going at it at the end of the day. That's why we're really here, you know. So when fighters start to talk about my personal life and saying, oh, he's not a nice guy, that means that they have nothing else to critique, and they're bringing up things that really don't matter at the end of the day, especially when it comes to Saturday.
Do you think that maybe that's a situation where he's looking for something to maybe get under your skin with? Is that possible? Like he's trying the Conor McGregor mental warfare game?
Yeah. It's definitely something that he wants to get under my skin with, but it's nowhere near Conor McGregor. I mean, Conor McGregor actually says intelligent things, where Dominic Reyes just kind of chops out of his butt, you know?
Well, John, I'm glad that you're here in Houston. I think that the fans are going to be in for a real treat. This will be my first time seeing you live as well, so I'm excited for that myself. And I've told everyone this is a rare opportunity to see one of the greatest that this sport's ever put out there. And I want to ask you that before we let you go, like, how much does that matter to you going down as one of the all-time greats? Is that important for you for people to consider you one of the greatest ever?
Say that last part again. I'm so sorry.
Is it important for you to be remembered as one of the greatest ever when you're done? Is that something that you prioritize, leaving a legacy of greatness?
Absolutely. That means the world to me. It's honestly what keeps me going. Right now, there's still little debates on who the best ever is, and you know my goal is to do something special, man. At the end of the day, I'm from a place called Endicott, New York, and I'm from Rochester, New York, but I come from a small town for the most part, and I want to show everyone around the world that average guys like me can accomplish extraordinary things when you trust in God, when you work hard, when you believe in yourself, when you think of yourself highly, that we can do anything we put our minds to, and I'm going to show people that this is possible just by working as hard as I possibly can, being an inspiration to millions.
All right, that's John Jones. You can catch him on pay-per-view on ESPN Plus this weekend, or you can come on out to the Toyota Center and catch him there. John, appreciate you taking the time with us on Fight Week, and good luck on Saturday, man.
Man, you give a great interview. Thank you for this opportunity.
Appreciate it, John. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah, and guys, this is like getting to see LeBron or...
It really
or,
is.
Or Tiger Woods thing. In person. I mean, this guy's the best fighter in the game, so if you get a chance to go in person, you should. All right.